adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Drew and I went out to dinner tonight. Drew just warned me that there may be something heading my way.
Yeah, I just regained the taste of garlic, which is something I avoid like the plague. Unless I want to impress Adam, of course.
So, Drew, for you to get gas, garlic, onion.
Horrible.
Green onions, your worst thing.
Oh, yeah.
What's so bad about green onions?
I don't know. I love them.
What's on your list? Green onions, regular onions, and garlic?
Yeah, that would. And then chili, spice.
Uncooked. The worst, right?
Yeah.
But cooked garlic.
Curry? Oh, yeah.
Curry? Drew's been belching something up, so yeah. Drew could have a moment here at some point in the show.
What is this note here? Are you going to a prom?
I'll keep you poem.
What is that?
I got a little note because I wanted to give a plug for something.
Oh.
A friend of mine. Well, we never do any plugs on the show or anything like that, but it's a fundraiser thing. A friend of mine is involved with the Fairfax High School Arts Committee or something. You know, they always talk about how they don't have any money for the drama club, for the art club, for all that stuff. So they're having a prom to raise money.
Yeah.
So I told them I wasn't going. But I did tell them I'd give the number out, try to get some money together.
There you go.
I'm
sure
that the
95 stations around the country appreciate this.
Well, I know, but what am I going to tell the guy? F off?
Well, give the number out. Go.
All right. 323-692-2832. The
right,
prom is
you've done your
Drew, you don't like arts? You don't like school?
No, I do.
I'm just giving you a little feedback
of the stuff that whenever I try to promote.
You plug your book.
Yeah, that's for everyone out there. That's not the local thing.
For everyone, so you can make $11.50 from everyone, for everyone.
No. A, I won't. It'd be nice if I did. B, I really want people to read that book.
All right, but you make money.
Around
that's
the
an endeavor.
No, I don't make money. B, it's
what
not a local
mean you
thing.
Don't make money? Of course you make money.
No, I don't.
Well, you, I believe, because you're stupid enough. But, I mean, you're selling a product.
Yes.
I'm not selling anything. This is a public service.
What's the name of the book, Drew?
Cracked. Thank you.
Nice. There you go. Well, let me just tell you this, that this thing's at 8:30, and it's Saturday night, and it's 323-692-2832. And the money goes to fund the arts project over there at Fairfax High. It's a nice school right in the middle of the city. Lots of big stars went there. None of them willing to help the prom organization, though.
And then we also, at dinner tonight, Anderson got ripped off by the valets.
Yeah, Anderson claims they stole all the change out of his ashtray. That doesn't upset
me.
And an earring. You shouldn't have had that earring anyway. And a Coke spoon. It's a lucky Coke spoon.
It was my favorite one.
Yeah, and his favorite syringe and tie-off tube.
Ooh.
Oh, they didn't find that stuff.
I didn't get that. We valeted the cars, and here's my whole thing about valet. And it's a valet. I've gotten into this before, but I know all you people have that. Oh, cry me a river, Brillo head. Oh, you're breaking my heart. Listen, here's all I'm saying. If you're going to do your job, you should just do your job. And if you want tips based on how well you do your job, you should do your job just a little bit better. There is not a valet in this city that is over 5'5.5". I think it's a law.
Yeah.
I think a lawn jockey's picking my car up. Like, I don't even know. Like,
midget.
When the guy comes to pick the car up, I just think it's a Mexican midget.
Yeah.
Or a young child. I'm like, nah, I don't want to buy any chiclets. Get away from the car. No, he wants the keys. He's going to take the car.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of a worse group to take the car out, joyriding. But anyway. They take the car, they're 5'5". They slide the seat up, actually, and I know it sounds like I'm exaggerating, actually past the steering wheel.
In front of the steering wheel.
In front of the steering wheel.
That's fascinating. Way
actually
to do that.
Can get
I've
the,
seen that many times.
They actually use the sun visor's headrest.
Oh.
They actually get the seat in front of the steering wheel, and then they drop the car off, and I'm 6'2". I'm usually a little drunk when I leave the restaurant, and you know me, I like to wear heels, Drew. And I try to stuff my ass into the car. And most cars, a lot of cars, you can't get the seat back until you get up in it, depending on where the switch is.
Yep.
Some of them are electric, whatever it is. You have to sort of stuff your ass into the car, and then the long, humiliating journey of moving the seat back to where it was.
And the mirrors and everything. In the meantime, people are lining up behind you. You can't drive the car.
Here's all I'm saying. I would go to a restaurant if it was called Arsenic. I would go to that restaurant if they had valets that slid the seat back to wherever it was. Or How about you guys just rough it for the 10 feet you actually have to pilot the car? You can't handle that? Really? You got to be in the full reclined position. You have to get a little lumbar support going. You're moving the car 19 feet to the space in front of you. You got to slide the seat all the way up. It's dangerous. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Just put the goddamn seat back where it was. Please. And listen, if you see the guys coming out to the car, it looks 6'8", just slide the seat all the way back. That's where you get your tip. Slide it all the way back. Same at the car wash. Same deal. I got to grease myself up and get a running goddamn start to get inside the car because the seat is up further than the wheel.
Because they had to drive the car 12 feet.
At the car wash, they have to hook it up to the chain, which is 4 inches in front of where you stop the car. I don't know what there's some unwritten.
Well, it's the guy at the end. It's the guy at the end that does.
Oh, okay, yeah. He hops on it. He drives around the corner. He usually has the door open and his foot hanging out. Why does he have to adjust the seat? The mirrors are all screwed up. The radios change around. You're lucky you didn't get the car painted a different color. Okay. I'm just saying, is there a guy who valets cars, drives cars, car washes, anything to do with getting in your car and driving it, who is taller than you?
No.
I've never seen that man.
Well, unless you're 5 feet tall.
Yes.
If you're 5 feet tall, they're taller than you.
Oh, I would like a super race of rangy valets to get into big people's cars. Just listen.
Who are employed by the restaurant.
I know you guys don't speak in English.
What'd you say?
Yes, here's what I want. But somewhere there's a head valet. Somewhere there's a captain that looks after the car wash, that looks after the restaurant, wherever it is. Instruct your people that if a tall guy starts walking at his car, just take a chance and slide the seat all the way back. If you slide it all the way back, then I can get in and slide it forward 3 inches instead of pack myself in. You gotta blow yourself really to get in the car. You have to get into it's called the down dog position in yoga. And you actually have to, what I'll do is I'll dislocate my right shoulder, lean it into the car, and then I'll pop it back into place after the grease subsides and I get the seat back.
That's nice.
All right. Idiots. Idiots. Sherry?
Oh, not this again.
Yeah. We did this last night.
Sherry?
No, she's not there.
Try 4.
All right. Adrian?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Let's go back to talking about valets.
Let me tell you everything about these valets.
Oh, my God. What did you just puke? What did you do?
A little belch go. That's all right. It's all good. Steve?
Oh, thank you. Get one. Try one again.
Wow, what happened? I just punched up line 5, and Anderson just hung up on him.
Okay. And 3 came up.
Heather? Okay.
No.
Let's hear the rest of the Jewel album from last night. Hey, let me give a plug to that prom again.
No, oh, my God.
All right.
I just try line 1. Just
how dare you equate my philanthropic endeavors?
How dare you equate my
with
important
you hawking
book?
Your product.
It's an important. There's tons of important information in that book. I want people to read it.
Right.
I never wanted.
It's
anybody.
Not even coming out for another 6 months.
I know. I can't wait for it. No, it's coming out in August.
Sherry, we'll start plugging it when it comes out.
Oh, I'm excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Finished it last week.
Yeah. Somebody. Okay. I'm not listening anymore.
Somebody what?
There's a note on here that says they are there.
I know that we just can't.
Just
hear
means
them.
They can't hear us.
We can't hear them.
All right. Well, Anderson's on the phone, so you know something's going to happen. Lynn.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I'm the first person to respond tonight. Look at that.
Hey.
Any nice stuff, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I am a 38 double D, and I really don't like it. And I want to know if there's any way I can reduce my size without having surgery.
Bouncy, bouncy.
Mm-hmm. You can lose weight.
How tall are you?
5'2".
How much do you weigh?
140.
Hold on. Let me do some radio math here.
Oh, no, the dreaded radio math. Look at that.
5'2". What'd you say, 140?
Mm-hmm.
Drew, what's 12 times 26?
260.
I got 5'1", almost even, just a little bit strong, a 5'1". 5'1 and a Smurf sea hair, as we say in the construction business, and 152.
Ooh.
So
she could lose some weight.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, the radio math doesn't lie.
No, the radio math does lie.
Other than that, it's Sir. It's,
although you may be wrong in that, you're like a god, so it doesn't matter.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's surgery if it's not the weight loss.
But the 38 part, are you a sturdy person? Do you have a broad back?
Yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. You're
what?
Too young.
What?
I don't want to get into the...
Oh, no.
How's the shape of the breasts?
Fine.
Yeah, nice. But you tired of people staring at you?
Yeah. It's more just like looking at my boobs rather than my face, and that really irritates me.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Maybe your face isn't as nice.
Hey, it is.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
It is. I mean, I'm not like a Cindy Crawford or anything, but...
Nothing wrong with you, though, right?
I'm nice looking. I don't know.
All right, so how about it? Could you lose 10 pounds?
Probably.
But look, this is something that you've sort of recently had to contend with.
Right. Yeah.
And as you go along with this body, you may sort of learn to manage it better and learn to manage how guys are. And guys won't be so ridiculous as they get older. They'll get worse for a while, and then they'll be sort of appreciative and courteous. You know, be courteous.
I haven't given the speech in many a year, Drew. Many a year. But I'm a boob man.
No.
You didn't know that about
me. I did not know that.
Well, I'm telling you now, brother.
I am shocked.
I love the breasts, and I love the big breasts, and I love the big novelty-sized breasts, and I like the big areolas. I like everything that's big. A big man. I like a big burger, steak, big car, and big boobs.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I like a big dog.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some guys, they like a little Pekingese, mm-hmm. you know? They want a little Lopso-Opso, whatever the hell that dog is. Mm-hmm. I like a big dog. I want a lab. Oh. I want a dog I can take down and wrestle. Put my forehead into its belly and wrestle, knock it down a little bit.
No more dog talk. So your point.
Okay, my point is what's... weren't we talking about dogs? Here's my point. My point is guys are attracted, young men are attracted to women for a reason.
Yes.
And that reason is not the reason that women would like to think it is. Now, if the guy's smart and he knows what he's doing, he'll talk about how beautiful the woman's eyes are, talk about how expressive her lips are and eyes are, and what a great personality she has, and that kind of stuff. It's a complete nonsense. We love good-looking women, and especially when you're a 16-year-old girl and you got some 16, 17-year-old. I'll tell you, the most popular girl, best-looking girl. The girl who gets the most dates, best-looking girl in the class, and then it usually just works its way down from that.
Mm.
Now, I don't know what the big difference is between having a really nice-looking face with piercing blue eyes or really beautiful tan legs with a tight ass and having a beautiful chest is. It's a physical part of you that has nothing to do with who you are, what you're about, and what your being or essence is. It's a physical part of you. But so is your ass and so are your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What's the big deal? That's it. That's all they're interested in.
At least
you got something. You got some bait on your hook.
You made a really interesting point last night about women wanting to be desired, like be in a magazine and stuff.
Yeah.
For how they look.
They do.
And that they think guys want the same thing.
No, we don't.
We just want them to...
We don't care what we look like.
We don't care how we're interested in us, just that you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sherry?
Yes.
You're 17. What's up?
Not much. Just sitting at home, bored.
All right. Why'd you call?
Because I have a problem when I have sex. It's not like a major problem, but it is to me.
What's the problem?
Well, whenever I'm having sex with someone, like, I can orgasm fine.
During intercourse?
Yes.
Wow, that's unusual.
But when it comes to, like, it being a visual, you know, preference to, you know, him actually knowing that I got off, I can't do it. Like, I cannot come.
I mean, you can't make any noise?
No, I can make noise and stuff, but just, like...
That's what I thought you were saying, but she can't produce any ejaculate.
Yeah.
Very few women do that. That's rather rare, Sherry.
What do you want?
Very few women orgasm during intercourse, that you're way, especially at your age, you're way ahead of the game that way. And two, I would say almost no teenagers would have produced an ejaculate. That's really rare.
No, that's around.
But in teenage years?
I had a few friends tell me when I was in high school.
So it's rare, but Sherry, I mean, you're way above average just in being able to have orgasm during intercourse.
Do you think the guy doesn't believe you?
Well, no, it's not that. It's just that...
Why did you think most women do that?
What?
That women have an ejaculate.
Hey, retard, shut your TV, would you? Idiots. I don't know what she's doing.
She believed.
She's not asking a question.
She believed that all women have an ejaculate.
No, she doesn't believe that.
No, it's not that. It's just most guys talk about how women can, like, squirt and gush.
Yeah, very few. Sherry, very few women can. And you either can or you either do or you don't with that one. And very few women do.
You have a boyfriend, right?
No, we broke up a couple weeks ago.
Well, he's an idiot if he's like.
Well, he's a cheater.
Well, if he's making you feel like you don't.
Sherry's got some issues.
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a lot.
Where's
yeah.
your dad?
Arlington.
Uh-huh. And you're in Texas?
Yeah.
What happened? When did he move out?
Like, when I was 5.
Why? Oh. Why'd he leave?
Cheated.
My mom and dad got divorced.
Why?
When I was 5.
Why?
He did some stuff to my family, so.
What did he do?
Well.
That makes it much clearer now. She did some stuff. Wow.
What'd he do?
Well, he used to abuse my mom, and he molested my older sister.
Mm. Did you have to witness any of that?
No.
He didn't molest you, though?
No.
Okay. And then your mom, did she remarry?
No, thank God.
Okay. So you got some issues with men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sherry.
That's all right. Just don't get pregnant.
I can't.
Why?
Well, I had an ovarian cyst like a couple months ago, and just like ever since then, it's been causing me problems. Not that I've been trying to get pregnant, but my sister... And my mom had the same issue, and my sister had to have a...
Sherry, let's be 100% clear. Ovarian cysts have nothing to do with fertility, really.
I know, but my sister had the same thing, and she had to have surgery, but she was also getting endometriosis.
Sherry.
What?
You're going to get pregnant. You need to use a birth control.
I was on it, but it was for the cysts.
Yeah, but if you're having sex, you need to use birth control. Boy, it's hostility and obfuscation.
Right. Yeah, just don't get pregnant. I don't
but you've
got
to use birth control. You have to. Having had a cyst has nothing to do with preventing pregnancy.
So I can still get pregnant?
Absolutely. You will get pregnant.
See, because I was told differently by the doctor.
No, that you couldn't get pregnant because you have a cyst?
Well, yeah, that it was like messing up. Like.
Yes, it may change your cycle. Yes, it may. May, but he's not saying go ahead and have sex unprotected. He is not telling you that.
No.
Well,
all right, man.
Oh, sure.
Who cares? Just listen. Don't get pregnant. There you go. Be careful about the guys you're attracted to.
Mm.
Sister's endometriosis. It's probably
it's not
a little remnant of dad.
It's pelvic pain from dad's abuse. That's all.
Right. These guys. Someone ought to just. I'd like to just put an M80 up this guy's ass.
Yeah.
You know, they just. Here's what we'll do. We'll just, we'll F with mom, we'll F with the sisters, we'll screw everyone up, and then I'm just going to go live in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then they just go through life, have some crappy kids, getting some crappy things, all of a sudden, got a bunch of pelvic pain, mystery pain all over the place, because they're sexually abused. And meanwhile, dad, maybe sexually abusing a stepdaughter, stepson in Arlington.
Yeah, sure.
Hanging out,
why
having
not?
A good time. He likes fishing, though. Enjoys that.
Beer.
Probably Man Show fan. Adrian?
Yes, hello.
You're 29?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, when I have orgasms, it's pretty wet. And I'm single now.
Wow.
And I'm thinking of pursuing a serious relationship with someone. I'm a little concerned. I feel a little bit embarrassed right now. I don't know. I've had partners in the past, and it's kind of gotten gradually more and more where I realize this. And
mm-hmm. I'm not trying to understand what you're uncomfortable with. That a new partner.
I know what's going
on.
That
a new partner would make her feel uncomfortable with this.
Jesus.
I bet you he would be okay with it.
Right.
I bet you he would be.
Yes.
But I'm just a little bit intrepid that I'm like, okay, hi, how you doing? And, gosh. So.
I'm sorry, I was yawning, and Drew doesn't. Talk unless I...
No, I'm confused.
Unless I'm talking.
Hey, I'm confused. It's one hand, it is I know he's going to like it, and the other is hey, I can't do this.
She doesn't
know
that.
I don't know that he's going to like it. I think that he'd be okay with it, I'm sure. You know, any person that I would choose to have intimate relations with, I would expect that would accept me, but I also am just a little concerned, but is this normal? I mean, that when I have an orgasm, it's I know that I'm not, urinating. I know it's just I'm coming, and there's...
All right, quiet down.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we just were talking about this. And
to Sherry.
It's funny, because we were just telling her it's very rare, and then the next call says
it's ironic.
A big problem.
Well,
yeah, very ironic.
Adrian's 29, too.
It's true. The floodgates open up when you get a little bit older. Some women do this, some women don't. Less women do it than don't. But guys are sort of familiar with it.
Guys doesn't like it.
Huh? It's sort of a push. I mean, it's neither here nor there.
Early on, hey, look what I did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little something.
So, in fact, Adrian, you're going to get the most...
bang for your coos.
Yeah, the most... The guys will be most pleased with this early in the relationship, sort of ironically, as opposed to later.
But nobody wants anything that's different or weird early the first time out. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's all right. I mean, you don't have to give him a heads up or anything unless he's performing oral.
Yeah.
No worries.
What kind of velocity does it come out?
It's not crazy. It's not insane. I mean,
all right.
Do you have multiple orgasms?
Yeah, I can. It's not
nice.
Always, but
all right. This guy's going to be doing
handsprings.
Well, I was going to say he may like a 20-minute pose down in front of the mirror. Like, you know, after your first time, you got to do that. You got to check yourself in the mirror and do that pose down. But when you get the multiple O's with the squirt, I mean, you could pull a muscle doing a pose down after that. You've been in the bathroom for 3 hours. Yeah. All right. Let's remember those days. Remember the pose down days. You in the towel. Still got a little sweat on you. Still a little flush going from the sex. Tell her, hey, I'm just going to use the bathroom. Then you go in. You do go in to use the bathroom, but then there's that you catch yourself in the mirror. Yeah. Time for round two, amigo. Huh?
Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. I like this song. You know, another song I like, Go Down Gambling by Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
You have that lined up?
No. We ought to go get some music tonight. I'm looking up at the guest list here. We've had guests every night for like the last 2 weeks on this show.
Yeah, it's time for a little Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
We got a little Blood, Sweat, and Tears going. I'm going to do singing tonight. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it really that narrow of a selection that you got there?
We both like it, actually.
Well, the problem is I went to the music room here, and they have every CD under the sun, and I can't find – they have too many. I don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying?
Going back to the same one?
Well, yeah. If it ain't broke.
Why don't you educate us on some of the great music of the 70s, of your era?
Yeah. Well, we might get some Boss Gags in there.
See, something like that.
Why don't we hear some Lido Shuffle or something like that? Yeah. Brian knows. Brian, let's see. See if you can find any, like, Gary Puckett or something like that.
Oh, my God.
You go get that Chicago.
I want some Beach Boys.
You get some Beach Boys.
The
Boss Gags. Yeah. All right. Yeah, make a run, Anderson. Sorry, Brian.
Where's he going?
He's going to the music room back there.
Oh, okay.
It's Westwood One, baby. Steve?
Yes.
57.
Yes.
Wow.
You want to hear some Les Brown or Guy Lombardo?
I don't know. I think that's more of my dad's age on there.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Sorry, buddy.
Come on.
Yeah, well, you know, he appreciates good music on there, so he doesn't get to hear too much of that anymore.
Is he there with you?
Is he there with me? No, I live by myself, thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
You want to hear some Gatlin Brothers, thank you?
Oh, yeah, that'll be fine.
I know. I know what Steve likes. So what's up, Steve?
Well, I'll tell you, you were speaking music on there. Good stripper music would be good, right? I like this young music I hear at the strip clubs on there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bob 7, I'm 7, I'm 7. Yeah, Candy, stay by. Candy, stay by, stay by. Bob 7, welcome to stage. Cinnamon, she's got them sticky buns. She's all the way straight from heaven by way of Monopoly, Wisconsin. Businessman's lunch, 3 to 5 o'clock every day. Bottomless buckets of chicken wings, buddy, and a Leaning Tower Pepsi. Lops up, lops up, lops up. Is that what you're talking about, Steve?
Beg pardon?
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's your question, buddy?
Okay. Can you have a disorder where you get into, say, pornography and you spend too much money on pornography?
No. Impossible.
Never
happened. Mathematically impossible.
No, it's just never happened. You know human. Ever.
Ever.
No. No one ever is so silly as to do that.
Sorry, Steve.
It's never happened.
You have
it's
another question?
Call. Bogus call.
No, it's not a bogus call.
How much money are you spending?
I spent $160 tonight on pornography.
Holy macaroni. I'll give you a handy for $145.
Well, this is really getting out of hand for me on that.
Yeah, well, where'd you spend it? How did you spend it?
We have two convenience stores that's not far from where I live, and I went up there and picked up the latest editions of everything out.
Right.
And I'm spending over half my paycheck a week on the movies and the mags. Not just mags. Now, when you say porn, I consider movies to be part of it.
Steve, and, I'm going to ask a question. I think the answer is going to be no. Are you online?
No.
No, yeah. Just playing a hunch.
Don't go online. Do not, Steve.
Certainly save a couple bucks.
Yeah, that will be like going from snorting coke to crack. That would be bad news for you. Because we've been kind of goofing around with you, but what you're describing is sexual addiction.
And okay.
Pornographic sexual addiction is one of the more common manifestations of that. And
I listen to your show quite often.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And I've never heard of anyone yet.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, we have young folks we're dealing with.
Sure.
And interest are more somewhere else.
Steve, what do you do for a living?
I'm an auto worker.
Auto worker. What do you do? You work at a factory?
Yes.
Wow. In Kentucky. What do you work on, BMWs?
No, I work on the Ford plants.
Ford. What do you put together?
The Explorers.
Wow. Nice. What's your
windshield.
Job?
Beg pardon?
Windshield.
Are you a windshield man?
No, I drive a fork truck.
Yeah, but what do you assemble on the Explorers?
I no longer assemble. I just drive the fork trucks to handle the material.
Oh, the fork trucks. Forklift,
yeah.
Ford trucks.
Fork truck.
I see.
Right. When you did assemble, what part did you work on?
Back on what we call the frame line.
Yeah.
And
hold on a second. Drew, you know
it's
one part, which is the windshield.
No, it's interesting to hear.
There were 7 million parts in
the
car.
I know.
All right. Well, hey, well, good times. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
So you're spending a lot of money. Now, and obviously you're masturbating, right?
Oh, quite heavily.
Thank you. And where? It's nice to see an old-timer still beating off.
I do a very good job on there.
Thank you. Not as good as I would do, Steve. No, not as good as I would do.
Well, we'll never know that.
Well, we may find out.
The gauntlet is down now, Steve. Adam will have a line in the sand to try to pass here.
So, now what are you good for a day on the masturbation?
An average day, at least 3 times.
At least 3 times.
How about a good day?
Well, like today, I took today off.
Ooh.
You're talking 7-8 times a day.
Sweet.
You have to go outside to break your concentration on there.
Sure.
See, I've got the porno thing so fixed in me.
You have DVDs?
Include strip clubs.
Yeah.
But I had to get out of strip clubs because I'm going in the red. I'm charging everything you can think at a strip club. If you talk about a human sucker for a young body, I'm the guy for it.
Do you have any kids, ex-wife?
My wife died back in 96.
Wow.
And we have 6 kids.
Oh, my God.
I married her. She's 8 years older than I am.
Where are your kids?
Okay. One of them, 3 of them are out of state.
They're all adults?
Beg pardon?
They're all adults now?
Yes, yes. Okay. The youngest is 31 right now.
Wow.
Okay, and...
That's the youngest. He's he's 57.
My wife had her first child at 14, and she's 8 years older than I am.
How?
Okay, when that
you
is.
You were 6?
Yes, when we got married,
what?
She was 8 years older.
And no, she was 8 years old. The kid was already, in his 30s when they got married. I don't know. How old were you?
I got married when I was 24, and
okay.
She was 32.
All right.
Okay, and she lived till 96 on there.
All right.
And I think part of it is...
Live till the year 96.
I'm extremely attracted to the younger people.
Why not?
And I listen to your callers and that on there.
Yeah. All right,
Steve. And I'm thinking some of them are unhappy with this and unhappy with that on there. It's like a couple of the first callers tonight. And it's like, you girls don't know what you've got on there.
That's true,
you're perfect
Steve.
On there.
Right.
Yeah, thanks. It's true on there.
On there, yeah.
Now, we're just cutting Steve off because... we got to listen to some Gordon Lightfoot. But, Drew, tell them what to do.
All right, Steve, there's a couple things. One is think of this compulsion you have as you trying to manage feelings. You're depressed. I mean, you've had a lot of loss. Your family's scattered around the country. This is the way you sort of cling to some good feelings. I suspect there was some sort of trauma early on in your life because that's sort of how sexual addiction pornographic compulsions get set up, either a sexual trauma or physical trauma. And once this gets going, really you're trying to alter, just the way somebody who had a drug addiction would try to alter themselves.
And tell him what to do.
And he describes it rather vividly. He's in the zone. He has to move outside to get sort of out of the break, the zone he's in.
Yeah. Quite vividly.
Yeah, and that's sort of classical sexual addiction. If you really could muster the sort of motivation, you check in with SA. There's a 12-step group called
SA.
You can call AA for a referral to SA.
Yeah.
It's very simple. They'll come get you. There are a lot of people that have this, and it is something that is treatable.
Perfect. Melissa?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yes.
What's
up? First of all, I would like to say, Adam, I love you, and Drew, you're an ass man.
Yeah.
I'm an ass man.
He's an ass man.
That's been a long time since I've heard that one.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. For the first time, I guess overall, I gave oral to my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And, he kept, pushing my head down, and I kept gagging, and, he got mad at me because I was biting him. Because he's huge.
He's got a huge penis?
Yeah. And, I guess I can't get past the gag point, right? I just kept gagging on it.
Wait a minute. He was smashing your head down, and you think that's okay?
No. I told him. I was like, because I bit him.
Well, that's why you were gagging, because he was abusing you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that's okay?
No, I didn't.
No,
what's with this guy?
He's not allowed to try to stuff his penis through the back of your skull.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to do that.
What's with this guy?
What?
What's with this guy?
I don't know.
I don't like this guy. He's got a big penis, and he's using your ears like handles.
Well, he was just kind of, it wasn't like hard. But
how old is he?
He was excited.
He's 18.
Okay. What's his name, Troy?
I don't want to say. I know too many people that are listening.
Okay.
So what else? What's the question?
Oh, I was just it wasn't me.
No, you're fine.
Because, I've been homeschooled all my whole life, and, my mom, has been sheltered.
She didn't show you how to perform oral in health class?
No, she's failed on that one.
She's going to kill herself now.
When are you still being homeschooled?
No, I go to junior college now, actually, because my parents wanted me to go, so I can get some college out of the way.
Okay.
Under their watchful supervision.
Exactly, yeah. They're very controlling.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, it worked perfectly, though, I can tell.
I'll tell you, my
whole abusive guy. And
I can't, you can't, when you can't identify with something, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like when someone is telling you, oh, liver, I love liver, it's great.
Yeah.
And you think, I've had liver, I can't stand it. It's all just chalky and sort of gritty to me. It's like the ground, and it's weird, and then they go, oh, I love it. And you don't know what they're talking about.
No, how could it be?
When I hear kids talking about their parents wouldn't let them leave the house and kept a close eye on them, and they're repressive and stuff, my parents were pissed when I came home. Mm-hmm. They were like, you just left for school at 7. And I'm like, yeah, it's 6:30 in the evening. Man, it's done already? You sure? Go back and see if there's something going on at night. There must be something going on. There's no sleepover? You go there during the week, and then you sleep over, right? And you come back for the Saturday. You come back for the weekends. Can I imagine these parents, they don't want their kid to, they want society to find their kids. It's kind of creepy. Here's the problem with it. It'd be all right if your kid was going to die in a moped accident on his 19th birthday. It's not good if your kid is eventually going to go out into society and attempt to assimilate. You all right, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
You got any gas coming yet?
Little.
All right. Keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Heather?
Hey, how's it going?
You're 25?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay. Okay, you guys are awesome. Thanks. All right. I have Norplant. Dr. Drew, you remember Norplant?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We like Norplant.
Huh?
We like Norplant.
You do?
Yeah.
I like it, too. Well, but it's off the market now.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be taken out at the beginning of March.
Right.
And I can't find a doctor who will actually do it.
Why?
They won't touch it. I've called.
They don't want the liability.
They don't want the liability.
What liability?
I don't know.
A bunch of people got together and sued Norplant or something, and that's why it's off the market. I don't know. I've had it for 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not just leave it in?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Leave it.
Yeah, it's just like a cigarette butt now,
yeah, it's
right?
Like a plastic canister.
It's like the cigarette's gone.
Yeah.
There's nothing left in it.
There's nothing left?
Yeah.
No, it's just...
Oh, no,
it's
been gone for years.
Well, she's getting renewed. She's been renewed.
I had the first one for five years, and then I had a second one for 5 years.
All right, well...
So it's the second one that's supposed to be out.
I see.
Anymore.
No, you can leave it.
Yeah, it's just like when you chuck something off the deck of an ocean liner, a little plastic bottle or something. It just bobs in the ocean for the rest of its career. You don't have to clean it out.
Really? I thought I was going to be having, weird, hormonal surges.
No.
There's nothing left, right?
No. Yeah, it's
all absorbed. It's used.
It's gone.
You got nothing, baby.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good times. Where is it? Is it under your arm, in your arm?
Yeah, it's in my left arm.
Can you feel it?
Can I feel it?
Can I feel it?
Yeah, I'm going to reach through the microphone.
Yeah,
could one feel it? No, could I feel it if I was... Shut up, Drew. If I was to rub my hand on your arm?
Yeah, most people, when they feel it, they get all freaked out. They're like, ew.
Yeah. All right.
But it's just sitting there.
One of these days you'll find somebody who'll take it out. It's no big deal.
Really?
But take your time. Don't be in a panic about it.
Oh, my goodness.
How big an incision? They just make a little incision and... you could get drunk and do that.
I was thinking about it.
Easy. I would have one of my friends
really
do that.
Knife.
Yeah.
Tweezers and a lot of whiskey.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd recommend that, Heather.
No big deal. That's good times, though. All right. Did they give you a stitch when they put it in?
I can't remember. I think maybe 2 or 3 stitches.
Okay.
That's 5 years ago, so I don't really remember.
God bless you.
Thanks.
All right. Everything going okay for you?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here reading the galleys of Dr. Drew's books.
What?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
How'd you get the galleys?
Well, I know. Wouldn't that be cool, though?
That would be cool. I want people to read that book. It's coming out in August.
What is a galley?
Just the before it's bound. The pre-published pages.
All right. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Thursday night party night here on Loveline. Oh, yeah. It's an all-request Loveline. And let me explain how the request works. I get nostalgic about songs I remember from junior high, and then I... Tell Brian to go get them from the music room, and then we play them.
And then Anderson.
Then Anderson winces because he's cool. Yeah, he sits home and listens to the White Stripes over and over and over again.
Dude, I'm so over the White Stripes. Get over that, please.
Yeah, it's cool. It's so cool. Yeah, I'm into Radiohead and the White Stripes. Yeah.
I hate Radiohead.
I'm into early REM. Yeah.
Dude, I like Radiohead. Skinny Puppy.
Yeah.
Skinny.
I like whatever other people. Who don't dress nice haven't heard of. Yeah, because it makes me cool when I say band that
you
don't know.
Do
you
really think
about.
That I'm that guy, dude? Come on.
No, you're a little
I'm
bit,
so
little
not
bit.
That guy.
Not that. Not all the way.
Skinny Puppy.
Skinny Puppy. Hmm. All right, come on. Put them Beach Boys on. I had a nice talk with Drew tonight about the Beach Boys, and I don't know why, but Drew didn't have any idea about the Beach Boys and their connection to Charles Manson and all that good stuff. Yeah.
You can take these CDs home with you, too. Let's
no. I wouldn't do that. Besides, they're Westwood One. I'd be afraid they'd burst into flames while I was driving home. Because everything they have here is ass. Yeah. It's a nice song, Drew. Remember this one?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is it coming to you yet? Remember this? I had the sound when I was like 8 years old.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's a love song. You don't hear this one on the radio too much. It's all that...
Oh, yeah.
It's all that surfing USA and all that crap.
Yeah.
Let's leave it going there, Anderson. It's nice. Sad song. Chris?
Hey, how you doing?
You're 19. What's up?
Well, what I was wondering was I was wondering if a girl can have an orgasm from strictly just anal stimulation alone.
The occasional woman can, and that woman, almost without exception, is one that can have multiple orgasms.
Okay, because basically I was just going over this with my girlfriend, and she's like, "Well, there's nothing in it for me," so I was going to argue this point.
No, that's the when they say there's nothing in it for them, that means they ain't the one that can do that.
Oh, okay,
guaranteed.
Beach Boys always singing about their cars. That's why I lie.
They'll probably just leave that one alone then.
Yes, yeah. if she is not interested, don't push it.
Well, you got any extra pointers? Like, how do you get this out of your girlfriend? Because I mean. It would be nice, you know what I'm saying?
If you do it, she'll eventually cave in and then resent you forever.
Yeah.
And make you pay in a million ways.
Yeah.
Is there any, physical, harm you can do to
someone? Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I would never want to do that then.
All right, there you go.
All right, I couldn't do it, but yeah, like, that's good.
Yeah, some guys with a big penis might. But...
Yeah.
What's the instrument there? What is
it's
that?
A weird, it's a guitar, but I think it's one of those more sort of surf guitars, you know? But you never hear it plucked that way. You're used to hearing it in the riffs. See, it's sung about cars again. Chris? Chris, what's up? You're 21.
Yeah. First, I just want to say, Anderson, you do a great job. Doesn't
yeah.
Better than a well-timed, you're fat, you know?
Yeah. He doesn't get the credit he deserves, and hopefully never will.
Oh, no, thank you very much.
Don't give him very much.
What's up?
Anyway, I was wondering if there's a... This is about your hobo power. I'm wondering if there's a multiplier that you would put on the hobo power.
Excuse me, a modifier.
Yeah, modifier. A modifier.
Yes.
You know,
it's yeah.
Based on the size of the area that you're in.
Well, of course.
You well, know, we like were we
special
were,
circumstance.
Yeah, we were talking about. First off, hobo power is a unit to measure stink. One hobo power is a measurement of stink.
Just like one horsepower is a measurement.
One horsepower, of one energy. Kilowatt, yeah. 1 gram.
Joule.
Right. We need. What the hell is joule?
Joules are energy.
Energy is joule?
Uh-huh. Kilojoule.
Kilojoule?
Wait, there are joules.
Right,
yeah, joules.
Write down now.
J-O-U-L-E-S.
All right. No one's interested
yeah,
in craziness.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, if you got a smell that rates a 5 in, say, your living room, would it rate like an 8 or a 9 in your car?
Well, certainly. I mean, just like if you were talking about energy, a 40-watt bulb would seem pretty bright in a closet. But if it was in a big banquet room, it wouldn't seem very bright. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, well, would you want to set up, like, an official, you know, modifier number?
Well, I do, yeah, it's,
you
I don't
need
want,
a
I
modifier
don't...
because it's what is experienced at the,
it's what's
at
experienced.
The nasal
like for instance,
senses.
I remember I was on the beach with Jimmy during a windy day. Windy.
What did you guys do?
Windy's a Beach Boys song we should hear, too, but I don't think it's on this record. Wendy,
oh, Wendy.
What went wrong? Well, same thing. All right, the point is he broke wind on a beach with about a 30-mile-an-hour wind going and still managed to stink up the area.
Nice.
Now, obviously, that was a 25 to 30 hobo power salvo that came out of his ass. What we experienced was probably more in the 8-9 range simply because the wind was just moving too fast and the area was too large.
It ranked for that day an 8. Even though you knew there's 25.
I knew a 26 came out of Jimmy's ass,
yeah.
And an 8 passed by me. I still give him the respect of a guy who's able to produce a 26.
Okay, see, well, would you want to set up like a permanent rating for certain areas? Like outside is, you know, maybe cuts your rating in half, but if you're...
I think that's up... The stink is in the nose of the beholder, as they say. Yes, Drew?
Yeah. Oh, that's what they say.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't want to confuse it too much.
Yeah.
Hobo power, like we said, when you get to 50 hobo power, there's vomiting.
Yes. 100.
100, you die.
No,
it's theoretic.
100 does
theoretic.
Never been measured in nature. It's theoretic potential.
It's theorized that man would die if you ever experienced.
Oh no, they would definitely die. It's, but theory is that there could be the end of the physical universe at that point too.
It could cave in on itself.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah.
Yeah?
What's up? You're 15.
Yeah. I was wondering about vaginitis. I think I've got it, and I don't know what to do.
Well, how about seeing a doctor?
Well, yeah. I went to Planned Parenthood a few, 2 weeks ago, and they gave me Diflucan for a yeast infection.
Right. So that means you have a yeast vaginitis.
Well, it didn't go away.
Well, are you sexually active?
Not anymore.
But you had been.
Yeah.
So this could be a sexually transmitted disease.
But I got checked for all that.
At Planned Parenthood?
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Well, you got to go back, and maybe it wasn't just a yeast vaginitis. Maybe you had some other bacterial overgrowth. There's another cream, Metrogel cream, they can give you that'll take care of it.
Hold on, Anderson. But, Kiop, wouldn't it be nice? Another Beach Boys classic. I don't know what that number that is, number 14 or something like that.
Well, it didn't go away.
Oh, wait a minute. Were we done with Sarah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know you weren't listening, but yeah.
Yeah, what'd she say?
What Beat Boys song do you want to hear?
Wouldn't It Be Nice? Yeah, that's a good one.
We must just go out with that.
Yeah. Right. You remember that song, Drew?
I'll hear it.
Do you know the song?
Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Yeah. 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 Nice. Guys in love. Jennifer?
Well, it didn't go away.
She's now a permanent fixture on this show.
It's a song about being older and being able to pound your girlfriend without your folks screwing with you. Right?
Yep.
True. This was your theme song in high school. Yeah. They can spend the night together. Jennifer?
Hello?
Yeah, hold on. We're just going to listen to more Beach Boys and go out. Producer Ann called and told us not to play this.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very funny.
She told me not to play it.
Wouldn't it be nice?
There's nothing I can do.
Yep. All right, so we're going to take a little break. We're going to come back. Maybe a little blood, sweat, and tears.
We got to get to that. Come
on. Drew also wants to hear some Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
Not a big Joe Cocker fan.
Oh, you just don't know what you're listening. All
right.
Let me get the right
straight.
You
straighten it. Straighten it.
Well, it didn't go away.
All right. We'll be back. Love Line, man, that's Drew's choice. Huh? I didn't pick that song.
Gizzer is a chizzer.
Yeah. For shizzle, my nizzle. It's Love Line, man, that's Dr. Drew.
Muff Yo Tang.
All right. Don't we have Drew doing some... we don't have Drew doing that, do we?
Anderson?
You got to watch Crank Anchors. You want to see Drew get his...
Izzle for chisel, dizzle.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, but Drew really gets his urban...
Groove
going, yeah.
Why don't you bring in the tape?
I'll bring that tape. Drew, do you have that tape? Yeah. Anyway, here's my point. We got to hear some blood, sweat, and tears because it's Thursday. And it's Party Thursday, party people. Jennifer?
Hello.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I'm dating a guy that's 30, and my friends are saying that it's a really bad idea, but we're not, like, sleeping together or anything, so I don't understand why they're giving me such a hard time about it.
Because when you're 30 and you think about a guy your age at 30 dating a 17-year-old, you'll want to have him shot.
Well, we're not doing anything, so I don't think
it's not you that has the problem.
No,
it's
not you at all.
I mean, we know he's a bad guy.
Right. That's it. And the impulses that people have are there to try to protect you from people like this.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't see it because you don't perceive it. You're not looking at him from a peer perspective. Well, how about a 17-year-old guy that would date an 11-year-old?
Well, that's disgusting.
Well, the 11-year-old thought it was cool because the 17-year-old guy's into her.
Right.
I just don't see a problem with
Jennifer,
it.
Jennifer, same situation. Same situation. The 11-year-old wouldn't see anything wrong with it either and would want to argue
about
it.
You don't see a problem with it, but everyone else sees a problem with it, right?
Well, they just think that he just wants to get in my pants, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I should just forget about it and end it.
It's academic. If he does want to get in your pants, you should break up with him. If he doesn't want to get in your pants, you should really want to break up with him. Now it's even creepier.
He doesn't act like he does, or it doesn't. I mean, he's really nice to me, and it doesn't seem
Where did you meet him? Friend of your grandfather's?
I met him at a party.
Uh huh.
What does he do for a living?
He doesn't have a job.
31-year-old without a job.
You know how to pick them, Jennifer. You know, I'll tell you, to cope with this pain, I need to hear some, like, Lucretia McEvil or something.
Yeah.
Now, let's go down gambling. That's all right. I can do with this, too. And we're going to hear the entire best of Blood, Sweat, and Tears this hour, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. Hey, Jennifer?
Yeah?
I feel better about Jennifer, though.
I do, too. Go down gambling made Drew feel a little better. You like those horns, Jennifer? All right, baby doll. Like, no job. He's 30 years old.
Hanging out with a 17-year-old.
What do you see in him?
I mean, I'm attracted to him, but mm-hmm. I don't... That's pretty much it.
How far have you gone with him?
Not far.
Go down gambling! Yeah. What bass you say you got to?
What?
What bass did you get to with him?
I haven't really done anything with him yet. I mean, nothing...
You just make it out?
Yeah.
What are you telling your parents?
Nothing, they don't know.
All right.
How long have you known him?
For like 3 weeks.
Mm. So he got his own place?
No.
Does he live on the street?
No, he lives with some friends.
Lives with friends?
All right, baby, you can do better than this.
Okay.
All right, so we say the same thing your friends say. There's something terribly wrong with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You don't care. do whatever you want, and then you'll find out later we're right. Well, I don't mind that. Just as long as you know I was right at some point. You can either know it now or you can know it in 5 years. It doesn't matter. All right?
All right.
All right. Good times.
Thanks.
Yeah. A little trombone action. He's down in a crap game. See, kids, this is when people used to sing about important things like cars and gambling. All right? And occasionally...
And witchy women.
Witchy women.
Women that cast spells.
Witchy devil... Cajun Queens from New Orleans. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
All songs are about that in the 70s.
They're all about women who had eyes like cats and who were devilly witchy women. And then let's not forget the whole rambling genre.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Got to ramble on
road,
lady.
Gotta get on the road.
Yeah, here's the deal. I love you. I love spending time with you.
I got to move.
I'm a rambling man. I got to ramble. I got to hit the road. It's breaking your heart. It's breaking my heart.
The entire world had lied to me that I was...
Huh? Who's Tom talking to?
Hello?
Tom?
Yeah.
Speaking of rambling.
First, Adam, I'd like to say for a guy with an IQ of 91, you are one of the wittiest people I know.
Thank you.
Especially when you take that IQ into account.
That's right.
All right. Dr. Drew, are you a psychiatrist?
I'm an internist. I'm an addictionologist.
Okay. I am a second-year med student here, and I thought you were a psychiatrist, and I wanted to ask a couple questions about that. But
well, he may know.
I work in a psychiatric hospital, so I may know the answer.
Okay.
Hold on. We've got to rock out for a second here. Let's bring it up there, Anderson. We're coming to the important part of the song. Yeah. You got to dig those horns. Nothing wrong with the horns. I'm not going to apologize for the horns, Drew.
Adam, don't apologize.
Yeah. Go down gambling! All right.
All right, Tom.
What's up, Tom?
24. On the eve of my 24th birthday, even though I had made out with various women, you know, had a delayed sexual, a delayed experience with women, didn't start dating until 17, but,
why didn't you start dating until, why didn't you start dating until 17?
Very strict religious upbringing, you know, fornication is of the devil, etc.
Wow. A really abusive upbringing.
You know.
Hold on, Drew, did you let something fly?
No.
Okay. Smell something.
Anyway, the question here is, on the eve of my 24th birthday, gave myself a birthday present. First intercourse experience was with an escort here in the city.
Mm-hmm.
How'd
he look? How'd she look?
She was much older. For a lady 35 to 40, great rack. I mean...
Nice.
A little on the white side, but whatever.
A little on the white side?
I'm half African-American, half white. I like a little ethnic.
Yeah, me too. Not too much, though, let's be honest. But a little nice.
Question.
Yeah.
Disappointed.
Hold on. How did you get to be half and half with the crazy religious family? That never seems to go that way.
Delayed product of the 60s, I don't know. Right.
So that was a complete disappointment, is that what you said?
Not only did not orgasm, but just I felt that after I walked away from the experience, I mean, it was an interesting experience, but I walked away and I felt that I had been completely lied to by all of society, and I was like, what the fuck is the point of this?
Watch the F word.
Ooh, let that F word fly. Okay.
He needs to see a psychiatrist, that's why he's looking for me to be a psychiatrist.
Really?
Yeah.
Well... First thing first, let's put on some Lucretia McEvil. I mean, that's...
No, let's deal with Tom here. This is a pretty...
Well, no, I mean, we need to deal with Tom while
then,
we're dealing with
no.
Lucretia
then
McEvil.
We'll finish with Tom and we'll listen to Lucretia McEvil then. We'll indulge in it.
Yeah, but that's going to take too long. It's like a five-minute song.
It'll take hold the song, 3 minutes with Tom, and then...
We could have heard the song by now. We could have been Lucretia McEviled by now. And by the way, speaking of devil women, there you go, there's Lucretia. Okay, so I'm punishing Tom a little bit because he just dropped the F-bomb. Tom? Oh, Anderson doesn't remember that?
Adam.
You didn't hear it?
Sorry.
You didn't hear it?
No, I got it. I just don't know why we're going back to the
Yeah, why are we going back?
That's you, Tom.
Listen, Tom. You need to get a little therapy.
I am in therapy. Have been for a year.
Okay. Did you talk about this experience?
He believes sex is an acquired taste like wine.
The therapist says this?
Yes. I mean, he actually thought it was a positive thing for me to, you know, he thinks that every person should. It's good for men to get their.
All right, Tom, I'm gonna straighten you out right now.
Thank you.
Here's the situation. You waited a long time to have sex, and so it was built up into something much bigger than it should have been for you.
Mm.
Also, quiet down, Drew. Quiet down. Who are you, Chewbacca over there?
Hold up.
Now, it got built up too big for you. Okay, number one. Because a lot of times, guys lose their virginity, they're 15, 16 years old, they're drunk off Mickey's Big Mouth, and next thing you know, their penis is in a vagina. You thought about it. I mean, you had to call an escort. You planned it out to the day. So obviously it was going to be disappointing. Secondly, it wasn't with someone you're particularly into. 40-year-old albino broad with probably 5 kids waiting in the car. It was interesting, but nowhere near what you'd had it built up to be. So those are 2 major points. Now, also, you don't have the libido that a lot of guys have toward women, or Bible and Christ be damned, you would have put your dick somewhere.
That's right.
Before the age of 23.
It's interesting you say that, because I do go out with a lot of women, and later I ask what happened, and they're always like, well, you weren't aggressive enough.
You're not interested.
Maybe women aren't for you. Maybe.
And I've had a number of women tell me that they think I'm playing for the other team.
Maybe you should listen to those women.
God.
Now listen.
Andrew Blake is so good.
Listen to me.
What?
Andrew Blake, best pornographer out there.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Coming from where you're coming from, the idea of being with a guy is unthinkable.
Well, I'll tell you this. You certainly have a lot of unmanaged aggression. And that can confuse and cloud your sexual, all sorts of sexual impulses.
Yeah.
And that requires, that's not the kind of therapy where somebody sort of sits back and tells you about your sexuality. I don't know what kind of therapist you're seeing, but this does not seem like good. I don't know, I don't criticize what you're seeing, but.
I do.
Okay. It's a suspect.
Okay, so here's the thing. We don't have an answer. We tend to think that maybe you're into the boys.
Yeah.
But I don't want to paint every guy who doesn't seem to love intercourse as gay.
Right.
Different guys, you know, true, man of extreme, exquisite, unbridled passion. Not everybody shares his passion for intercourse.
It's hard for me to understand that.
I know, but that does not make one gay. It just makes them less.
Of a human.
Less of a human. No, there is, I mean, within reason, there are guys who would like to have sex every day for the rest of their life until they die, and then there are once a week guys.
Right.
Doesn't make those guys gay.
No.
It's just that's their cadence.
But this is worse. This is something more than that. He was angry that he'd been, the world sold me a bill of goods about sex, but it's just nothing. It's like,
all right.
His
body's 24.
You've got to sort this out. Only quite a bit. Yeah.
You know, for you with the sex, like for me, when I hear about people don't much like eating, those people anger me. And I want to know what's wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, it's fine. It's just no big deal. I'll take it or leave it. You know, hey, I know I got to eat to stay alive, so I will eat. But, it's just not that's other things I'd rather be doing. I want to just backhand those guys and then stomp on their head with a steel shank boot.
Oh,
don't
my.
You?
Yeah.
Hey, once in a while, I meet that guy. I want to kill him. Hey, let's hear some Lucretia
McKinley. Oh, I feel so much better.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Now, what he's singing here about a woman. Her name's Lucretia McEvil.
Little girl, what's your game?
She's a hard-lucking, tail-shaking, that's her claim to fame. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, here's where he explains it. Shaking, home, breaking, trucking through town.
She's rambling.
She's trucking.
She rambles.
Well, she trucks. Guys ramble. Chicks truck.
Evil, that's your name.
Evil. A lot of evil people were around.
Everything was evil in the 70s. Yeah.
They don't know how true they were.
You know
how right they were.
You know who's going to remake this song?
That's the
Smash Mouth.
Or Real Big Fish.
Yeah.
I know we're onto something when it really bugs Anderson.
Yeah.
She was just doing it more neutral.
You don't hear about the sticks anymore in songs.
The sticks?
You know where the sticks are? Your mama was the talk of the sticks. The sticks are. You live out in the sticks. Yeah, you live way out in the sticks. Yeah. The devil's got her under lock and key. All right, turn it down a little there, Anderson. We got to help the kids.
Alice 23. What are you talking about?
It's like you guys are even making jokes about it. It's like joke music. It's not real.
It's exciting.
What are you talking about?
It's not good.
All right, now wait a second. How dare you? How dare you? Turn it up now, Anderson. You're not appreciating this.
What you going to do?
Woo! Lucy McEvil? Lucretia McEvil's a joke song? How dare you? What about it? Her hair's all messed up. Baby, the clothes you're wearing just don't fit you right. Yeah.
Anderson, what did you listen to when you were 14?
Oh, he was probably big into like Duran Duran or something.
Were you really?
Yeah, I know.
Depeche Mode.
Yeah, he had like eyeliner.
No.
He probably had like a button-up shirt that was black on one side and white on the other.
No, I didn't have that.
What'd you have?
I made my own clothes.
Oh.
I used to put my head through the sleeve. That was a good look.
Of your clothes? Oh.
Yeah, it was like a turtleneck that I made.
Pet Shop Boys?
It was mod. Yeah.
No, it's a little
a lot of punk rock. Punk rock. Dead Kennedys.
Flock of Seagulls.
Well, how'd you get the Dead Kennedys and Depeche Mode in the same brain?
Hey, Allison?
Hey.
What's up?
Favorite album?
I have a skin disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called hidradenitis, I think it is.
Yeah, hidradenitis, yeah.
Right.
It's horrible. I just had surgery last Friday.
Big, bulky glands under your arm.
Big glands under your arms?
Well, I have them. It's like, I've heard you talk about it before, Adam. You've had, like, boils. They're like boils.
Yeah. No, I've never had boils. I had a carbuncle on my ass once.
Oh. But this is like a cluster of them under the arm.
Oh, bad times.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had them underneath my arms, I had them on my groin, and then I had them on my back.
Yeah.
And I've had at least 20 removed. I've been going to a plastic surgeon.
Mm.
So I'm just curious if you know anything about it or have any advice.
What do you know?
I know it's difficult to treat. I know some people try antibiotics. Some people try surgical procedures.
Yeah, keep going.
We'll try hormone therapies at various times, local measures, cleansing solutions.
Yeah. How's the surgery go?
I actually had they removed one on my chest and they had to leave it open and I had a 1 inch depth and 3 inches across and then 3 inches the opposite way and they left it open for 2 months.
Wow. One inch in depth?
Yeah.
Their abscesses.
3x3, but depth into you or?
Yeah, into me.
Skin's got to be swollen around it. Well. 1 inch depth in your chest is just into your sternum.
Yeah, it was huge, and they left it open, and they put the lining of a pig's intestine, little tissue papers over it, and once a week, and it healed on its own.
Ooh, did they give you maggots?
No.
Oh.
Now, is there anything
that
else?
Bizarre.
Do you have anything else? Any other medication you take or hormone therapies?
Well, I had it since I was 16. They didn't know how to treat it. I've been going to dermatologists, and then they gave me Accutane, which made it worse.
Really?
I never had them on my groin or under my arms, and as soon as I started taking it, I got them.
Huh.
And so I stopped with that, and then I started going to a plastic surgeon.
Wow. I mean, your plastic surgeon's going to know more about it than Drew.
Okay.
Sorry, baby doll.
There is something else called recurrent furunculosis that is a little different than hidradenitis. Are they absolutely sure about the diagnosis?
He's pretty positive. I don't know for sure, but...
Because the recurrent furunculosis...
Yeah, go ahead, Drew.
Well, you should know, responds to high doses of antibiotics for many, many months.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take it for a long, long period of time. Have you tried anything like that?
I haven't yet. I'm just really concerned because there's no cure and...
Well, I would... You might want to talk to an infectious disease doctor. Sometimes they can...
All right.
Because it can be due to a certain bacterial overgrowth in the sweat glands.
All right. Talk to an infectious disease doctor.
Yeah.
Ah, that sucks. That kind of stuff just sucks.
Yeah.
This is one out of every billion people gets it for no good reason, and that's you. That kind of ass would drive me insane, by the way.
I had a patient with it, and it was all communicating. It would form these huge communicating abscesses of pus would just drain out. It was awful.
No.
They smells. And
hold on, I got beat off.
Yeah.
Jeff?
Hello?
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's happening?
All right, here's my problem. See, I'm 21, and I just lost my virginity to my ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We broke up for mutual reasons. But now she's threatening to tell my mom that I lost it, and I told my mom already that I didn't lose it. And
what's her motivation to want to tell your mom?
I don't know. I think she's jealous that, like, I'm going to go after this other girl.
So why'd you break up if she didn't want to break up?
No, we didn't really want to. It just sort of happened that way.
Well, you said it was a mutual breakup.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, now that I think about it, I don't really think so.
Yeah, it was you dumping her.
Yeah.
Yeah. What goes up? Yep. Just like the boys are singing, what goes up must come down.
Yeah,
getting
yeah.
late. Last week, top
pay
of the
price.
World.
Pay a price.
Yep. Now you're coming down.
Yeah.
Yep. You got to ride that painted pony. You got to let the spinning wheel spin, Jeff.
Let it spin, baby. Let
yeah.
it spin.
You got no money.
You got no home.
Home. All right. So what's the question, though? Should
well,
you...
I don't know what to do. Like
I know, but who? What? You're 21. You living at home?
No, I have my own place.
So you're living away from home, unemployed?
No, I'm employed.
Hold on. I'm asking him if he lives at home, and he says no, he's unemployed.
No, I am employed.
I am employed.
So are you?
I have a job.
Are you living at home?
No.
Drew, watch how I hang up on him. In your mind and I give a full fist hang up. The colors that are
Nathan.
Yeah.
What's up?
I didn't
hey,
mean to talk going? To Nathan. I just punched
you
the keyboard.
It was destiny. What's
I don't
up,
know
Nathan?
What it is. Look, I don't know what that jack off wanted. All I'm saying is I asked him three times whether he lived at home, and he just kept saying he's employed.
Right.
But anyway,
Nathan,
whatever
hey.
His problem was, he's fine. It's good times.
Nathan.
Adam, you're my idol.
Thanks, buddy.
And Drew, I love your attitude. You are a diva.
You have
I'm a diva?
He is a diva.
And I love your show. Thanks, Scott, for doing it.
You're gay.
You have a joke for us?
Yeah. What did the psychiatrist say to his patient that walked in wearing nothing but saran wrap?
I don't know. What?
I can clearly see your nuts.
Woo! Yeah. See how much better the music is than our callers? Yeah. A little piano in here.
We don't need to talk.
Guys tickling those 88s.
What does he mean, diva? What does that mean?
Drew, you got a little diva in it.
No way.
Oh, yeah. You get offended.
By what?
Well, you don't get offended when you should get offended, and then you do get offended when it's no big deal.
Like what?
This stuff gets under your skin like, jack-offs at the colleges we go to asking you an insulting question. Yeah. And then the people you really should lay into, like your manager and your wife and stuff, you let them slide. More therapy, buddy. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
Yeah, I just had a serious fart fly. Wow. I am back. I'm back with a vengeance, my friend. Oh, Drew. Drew. You know, a good fart has to be a little bit sweet. You notice that? You know what I'm saying, Drew? It's got to be a little bit sweet. Just a little. You know what
oh
I mean? Like a good barbecue sauce, you know? It's a little sweet.
Oh, I'm crying.
That's bad.
That's painful.
All right, close the door now. You're letting it out.
No.
Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew is reeling. I'll tell you, I have not had... I was saying to somebody, ironically, Drew, today at work, that I've had no punch at all. I was over at work this morning. I got in the elevator... one of the guys from work got in the elevator. As soon as the door shut, I let a nice big fart go. I like to time it for right as the door closes, let the big fart fly. Long, ripping, novelty fart, nothing. Six floors, nothing. And I was saying to him, I think I've lost it. I got nothing, but you know what? I'm back.
You're back.
I am back.
You made your point.
All right.
This is awful.
Thank you. Anderson, a little more blood, sweat, and tears. What about, what were we listening to? Spinning Wheel? How about And When I Die?
I can't.
How about that one? Yeah? All right. I'm going to talk to Chris. Chris, 22?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on a second. Too heavy. What do you want to talk to?
We'll just get this quick one.
Yeah? All right.
I can't talk to him.
Chris, go ahead. Yeah, you're fine, Drew.
I'm not fine.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah. What's going on, buddy?
My girlfriend, her stepdad just got diagnosed with Huntington's chorea.
Huntington's chorea,
yeah. And I don't really know anything about it, and they're just kind of starting to find things out about it. But
it's a pretty awful illness.
Do they spell it just like chorea?
No, it's C-H-O-R-E-A.
All right.
And it's a progressive degenerative neurologic disease. It's genetically encoded. In other words, it's something you pass on to people, but thank God it's a stepfather for your girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she can't contract it.
Drew, what are you doing? Come on, take your hands away from your face. It's fine in here.
Yeah.
All right.
What kind of treatment are they looking at?
I'm not aware of any significantly beneficial treatments for that.
What, so it kills you?
It's bad, yeah. It's a progressive disease.
How long does it take?
Different in different people.
They can slow it down a little bit?
Usually comes on in the 20s or 30-year-olds. How old is the guy?
He's like 52, I think.
Yeah, there's sort of form variants of it.
It's real tricky because he came home. He just retired, and he was at home, and he started getting real violent or got really angry.
Yeah.
And started, like, throwing chairs around. He didn't hurt anybody. He was getting really angry, and and it was really uncharacteristic.
Right, And there was no Huntington's known in the family?
You know what? His grandmother, I don't know if they knew it was that because she shook to death, you know?
She shook to death?
Shook to death is the way that she did, they always describe it. So the doctors say, I mean, what have we heard so far, that it was genetic, and so they're looking for it in the family, and they probably see it in the grandmother. But I don't know how much he knows about his...
It's a pretty bad disease.
His connection's bad. But, Chris, you're a good man for wanting to investigate this for your girlfriend. It's going to be a hard time for her.
Yeah.
You don't turn up, though, Anderson. I mean, it doesn't have to be a bad time for us. But you're a good man.
Yeah.
But don't get... You're not his doctor or therapist. So
These are
support her
and realize these can be pretty horrible things. People degenerate and end up in nursing homes. It's pretty bad.
But it's good times over here.
Yeah.
What the hell's the guy doing where he gets retired at 52? All right. Jamie? You're 16?
Yeah.
Yeehaw!
What's up?
I wanted to know if guys like sex better in the pussy or the butt.
You pre-med?
Am I pre-med?
No. What finishing school are you calling from? Are you back east? Connecticut?
No.
Where are you at?
I live in Fallbrook.
Oh, Fallbrook. All right, I was way off. I don't know what kind of exclusive finishing school they have over there, but anyway. Doesn't the headmaster worry about you making phone calls so late at night? All right, Drew, I'm convinced. All right, let me just rock out for a second here, and then I'm going to tell you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Come on, children.
Here it comes. Yeah, this is a scene about the children's. Yes. Oh, this is a blue-eyed soul here.
Don't wanna go by the devil.
All right. Devil again.
Don't wanna go by demon.
Yeah, well, it was devil, very, very popular.
That's all the Exorcist stuff
back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Don't just flap the door. All right, Jamie.
Yeah.
Most guys, good guys.
Almost all guys.
They like the third input called the right nostril. Okay? It's not... No, they like the vagina.
The way God intended it.
Right?
Well, I heard that guys like it better in the butt because it's tighter.
No.
No?
No. Couple guys, maybe. Like my buddy, the Wheeze.
Really?
That's his bag, yeah.
Really?
That's his thing. Well, what can I say?
Okay.
And you keep that poor man up on a scaffolding for painting your ceilings?
Relax. Jamie?
Yeah.
All right. Well, have you had sex with a guy yet?
Yeah.
You have? You have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay. And does he want to do it in the butt?
We have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that going?
Well, I like either way. Mm-hmm. It's like the same.
Same thing.
Yeah.
No difference.
And
same with me.
Except he tried sticking his fingers up my butt, and it was just gross. And it didn't feel the same, you know.
Come on, don't be such a pussy. Fingers are gross. Penis
is
okay.
Penis is fine. How old is this guy?
He is 17.
No.
How old is he?
How old is he?
Is this?
He won't get into trouble, but he's 21, right?
No, he's like 28.
He's 20, yeah.
All right. He's not a great guy. Not a great guy when guys who are supposed to be in their second, third year of college are trying to put their fingers up the butts of 10th graders.
Well, on the movie Road Trip, have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know when they go into that hospital place and the nurse? Yeah. Well, he wanted me to try that on him.
Yeah.
And I haven't, but I don't know if I should.
You should get away from this guy.
Yeah. He's too old for you. You're in high school. What's this guy do?
He doesn't have a job.
Oh, yeah.
What's up? Here's the thing. I never knew about it. I would have capitalized on it. You can just be older. That's it. That's the only thing you got on a chick. Like, I live at home. I don't have a job. I drink. I don't have a car. But hey, I'm 44 months older than you.
Remember the Matthew McConaughey character in Dazed and Confused?
Yeah, it's like you're God.
And do you remember how those guys were threatening when you were in high school?
Yeah.
They were very threatening to us.
There was always some dude who came around. He had a Dodge Dart that he'd put some Krager mags on and add a leaf to the rear, and he jacked up and he put some headers on it. And even though the dude was 135 pounds with bad skin and spindly, knobby knees, it's like, the dude's 19 and two-thirds. Don't F with him. Okay? You don't know what he's seen. First off, he was thrown out of the service, so I'm pretty sure he could kill you and legally get away with it. And it's like, and he's got his own ride, even though his car's worth $800. That's what you get to do when you're 20. She's probably some hot 16-year-old whose parents have money, and she's in some exclusive high school. Oh, wait a minute. Where was she? Yeah, Jamie?
Yeah.
Your parents have money?
Yeah.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. You got a nice house?
Yeah.
They go out of town. This guy can come over and soil the place?
actually, I sneak out.
You got a car?
No.
You don't. They didn't buy you a car, huh? But you bought.
I have a car, but I don't have my license yet.
Oh, jeez.
I wanted to kill. What? Why do you have a car if you don't have a license?
I don't know. My dad loves me.
She wanted one. Oh.
What kind of car do you have? Just because I'm really usually on Fridays I go to my dad's house and I kick him in the nuts for being a horrible dad, but this time I'm really gonna rear back and let it fly. I might get like a running start. Usually it's a two-step. And in the nut, this one may be down in a three-point stance coming out of the stance for 15 yards before the foot goes into his nuts. What kind of cars did your dad get you?
My dad has two Corvettes, and he's letting me have his white one.
All right, that's it. That's it. Now, this time, I'm going to get launched out of a giant piece of surgical tubing held by two strong men.
It's a cannon.
And then drive my... you know what I'm going to wear? I'm going to wear my zoot suit wingtip shoes that I'm going to drive into my dad's groin as I get a running start. Oh, my God.
So this one's for Jamie.
Yeah. Huh. I knew a couple of people. None of the Flatlanders, but the guys up in the hills. There are a couple of people, the Wees again, coming up a lot tonight, who had cars at 15 and a half, and, like, they had a car waiting for them to turn 16.
Woo.
Well, they didn't go out and buy it new or anything, but it's like the parents had cars. And it's like, this will be your car. I'm going to keep this car. It's just the whole idea of actually having a car sort of on deck so that when you actually did get your driver's license or your permit, it would be waiting for Corvette. Holy Christ. Going over the guy. But again, okay, so she goes to a nice school. She's probably hot. She got a Corvette. This guy's a huge loser, but he's 20. Oh, I got to capitalize on some of that, Drew.
That's bad times.
Chelsea?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay. Well, okay, don't laugh. I have IBS, which means, like, you have to go poo, like, really easily when you get, like, nervous and things.
Well, not necessarily.
Irritable bowel syndrome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It should be called IBM.
I don't get it.
All right. Well, just think about IBM.
It's all right.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. So.
Whatever. So now, see, here's the thing. Here's why I never scored with chicks. Because chicks say they're like a guy with a sense of humor.
Yeah.
You make a joke, then they don't get it. You think you're funny in their eyes? No, you're just like a retard. Yeah, she looks at us like Tara. She's like, huh? What are you talking about? Chelsea?
Look, that's that look.
There you go. There's that look. There's that look. So, anyway. Okay. You have irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah. So during, like, sexual things, you sometimes can just kind of feel like you can't control anything. Do you think it's ever possible to end up just, like, going poo during this?
It's possible. Is your irritable bowel so bad at 17 that you are incontinent of your stool?
Well, I don't know. Not so much me, but I just know that
Irritable bowel really is about abdominal, crampy abdominal pain, and intermittent diarrhea and constipation.
Hold on, Drew. That reminds me. Anderson, play You Make Me So Very Happy.
In severe cases, there can be some incontinence, but that's not a typical feature. Yeah. You should be taking bulk in your diets, some Citracel or Metamucil, that sort of thing. Psyllium husk.
Are you doing that?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
I was just always wondering, like, is it possible to just completely, like, lose control like that?
Yes, it's possible.
It's not going to happen unless you got some big fat guy pounding the bejesus out of you.
And you can go pee, too, but it's not going to happen, yeah.
You'll be fine.
So you could go pee, too?
Not you.
This female, or something called female orgasmic incontinence.
Whatever.
Whatever.
You couldn't do it, all right?
Okay. Adam?
Yeah.
I totally love you, though.
Yeah, well, let me tell you this.
What?
I've lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But she said, child, just once more. Now there's you for the one. Now I'm having so much fun. Yeah. I'm about to lose my mind. All right. Yep, that's my song to you, Chelsea. I'm so glad you came into my life. All right. Should we take a little break, Drew?
Yeah, please.
You see, that's a trumpet with a mute on it, kids.
Oh, yeah.
That's that little thing they stick at the end.
Who invented that thing?
Bob Mute.
Mr. Mute.
Well, that's what it says. Yeah. All right. You took my very soul. A lot of soul talk, too. All right, let's take a little break. We'll be right back. You is where it's at. You made me so very happy. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number. I forget about that phone number. Too late for you to call. We're going to get back to the phones here, but I heard a public service announcement that I haven't heard in a long, long time on this show, Drew. And you know how I get angry at these public service announcements?
Well, you came to life when we walked in the room and heard this one.
Yeah, because I believe it just sort of wastes everyone's money and time. Like, if you want to do a public service announcement, do one that tries to get people to quit cranking out so many kids. That kind of stuff. Or how about a public service announcement that says, hey, everyone put a lock on your bedroom door so your weirdo stepdad doesn't put a finger in you while you're asleep. Something like that.
How about morning after pills so we can eliminate abortions in this country?
Yeah, how about a little morning after pill?
Condom, actually.
No, instead you get ones on airplane turbulence. Let's hear this one, Anderson.
Hi, I'm Adam Carolla. You know, I kid a lot on the radio and on television, but cornholing's no laughing matter.
Oh, yeah, I cut that in the early 90s. Mm.
What a tough thing your body is.
Get ready to stop it.
It's built to withstand bending. That's pinching.
Ouch.
Okay.
Stewing. Swimming. Mm-hmm. Bumping. Mm-hmm. Tickling. Mm-hmm. Shaving.
Right.
Loud noises.
Well, maybe.
Death.
Yeah.
Childbirth.
Yeah, you can die in that, yeah.
Football. Bad cooking.
Or you can die from there.
Rollerblading. Marathons.
Hold on one second. Your body's meant to withstand rollerblading. They have the cars honking and skidding.
Yeah.
Does this sort of imply that you're out of control, you're going through an intersection?
Or that maybe your body isn't meant to handle what the potential harm could be that befalls one who's rollerblading?
Fair amount of deaths.
Yeah.
Compound fractures. By the way, more people die in high school football every year nationally than die in the PSA they're about to explain to us. But let's hear what could be worse than all of this.
Right? What is it the body's not prepared for?
What is it not meant to be?
But there's something the human body isn't built to withstand.
Uh-huh.
Unexpected turbulence.
Uh-huh.
Happily, though, planes are built to withstand
turbulence.
All you have to do is wear your safety belt the entire flight.
Uh-huh.
So next time you fly,
wait a minute,
stay buckled up.
Now, hold on. This is a radical idea and quite a departure from what I've been hearing on planes.
Yeah, they never.
I flew in from Detroit, what was it, 2 weekends ago?
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing anything about it. Seatbelt?
A buckle?
What is it, a car? They wouldn't put that in a plane, would they? Or did the stewardess beat the crap out of us telling us to put the goddamn seatbelt on every 8 seconds? Why do we need a PSA about something that already exists?
Yeah.
This is like, why not a PSA about when you ride roller coasters, make sure and pull that big metal handle down in front of you? You know why there's no PSA for that? Because they do it! They make you do it! Jesus Christ, there's a goddamn lit placard that just says put your seatbelt on. The captain's on the mic yelling about the seatbelt.
Maybe that'd be PSAs for not jumping out of chairlifts on ski hills. Right?
Yeah.
Things that, yeah.
And now let's go ahead and break this down. How many people die nationally every year from a commercial airplane travel where turbulence is incurred?
Zero.
A zero. Zero to one. I don't know. How many people die each year playing football? Probably...
200, probably.
Maybe not that high, but it's at least 50 times the amount that die. And then if you want to add childbirth, bad cooking, and food poisoning,
now
and rollerblading, on top of that, you're into the thousands
Now. Thousands.
Yes, and if you want to go worldwide, we're into millions of people.
Yeah.
The examples you pick to progress the point of your horrible PSA are ones that actually cause more deaths and more injuries than your PSA, than your example of airplane turbulence. Really? That's it? I'd really like to find the guy who wrote that thing and just kick him in the nuts. Put my dad here, put him there, and just give him a boot in the nuts.
It'd be a good day.
What effing retards? Then they hand this stuff out and people are supposed to play it? And what are you supposed to do about airplane turbulence? Who flies? Who in our people who listen to show don't even have mopeds. They're not flying anywhere. And how can you fly without putting your seatbelt on? Try flying without putting your seatbelt on. See how far you get. You just sit there in your seat, spread your legs out, and leave your belt dangling in the aisle. See if you get to take off.
Oh, not just take off. You're trying to nap and you're mid-flight.
Yeah.
They'll come on you.
Here's what I want you to do. Next time you fly somewhere around 10,000 feet, decide you want to undo your seatbelt and get up and take a leak. See how that works for you. You'll get tackled and thrown back in your chair by a vicious lesbian and a crazed homosexual wearing a vest. Please.
Because after all, turbulence happens, and you're just not built for it.
That's right.
This message is a public service of this station and the Federal Aviation Administration.
Yeah, you could sit in a padded seat that was reclined and be shaken around, but you couldn't have some 270-pound Lawrence Taylor coming around the outside on a blitz that blindsided you.
No.
That
you're not made for.
Not made for that. No.
Susan and Kathy, 17 both.
A-holes.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
What's happening?
Not a lot. Okay. Well, basically, we kind of did something bad.
Yeah.
We have this friend, and he's
Yeah, dad, okay.
He locks his door when we're at his house because he doesn't want us to go into his room. Just his room door.
Yeah, because he always says that it's messy, but we thought that that was kind of weird.
Okay, so one day we went into his room. He was outside with his girlfriend in the hot tub.
Wait, hold on. Who is this guy?
He's our best friend.
He's our really, really good
friend. Your best friend. So he's in the hot tub with his girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend.
You went into his room.
Yes, we picked the lock. We went into his room. And then we were just looking around, and then I saw his computer, and we were like, oh, let's look on his computer, it'll be fun. And so I clicked on maybe two icons. We found a huge thing.
One said home pictures. I mean...
Okay, it was home pictures. We clicked on home pictures. It was like 50 pictures of penises from all different angles.
Other people's penises.
Well, no, we don't know!
Yeah!
We don't know if he took pictures of himself, because
they looked like the same penis.
Oh, my God.
No, Adam.
50 angles of the same phallus?
Well, if it is him, I don't really want to know.
No, we don't want to know. No. Hold on a second. For people who don't really want to know, picking a lock and then
calling a radio
breaking
station.
Into a computer.
Then calling
a radio station. Really. Well, ladies, I'd really like to see how these two work when they want to know something.
Valid point.
Yeah. Well, it takes a big woman to admit when I'm valid.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but who cares?
Porn pictures that she'd find pictures of women. You know,
one would hope.
Sometimes guys get into sort of novelty humor kinds of things.
Someone could have sent him that.
Yeah, don't worry about it. If he's your friend, just.
Well, do you like this? Either one of you like him?
No.
Huh?
We just think it's kind of.
A little bit?
I can't really look at him the same. You know?
All right.
It's awkward around him now, and
it's okay. All right. You guys
give him a little space. He's got a girlfriend anyway. Yeah. Does he need you two chatty Cathy's busing in his room?
But also,
for?
You violated his personal space.
Yeah,
just you know.
Yeah, listen.
Lighten
you
up on
get
guy.
On Drew's computer. You see the same thing. Job all week long. Tara Nokomitar, goddamn, for doing a great job on the coffee and the drinks.
A second crack of that push. Did right nicely a second time there.
Mm-hmm. Engineer Anderson, of course. I'll get back to him. I'm going to thank junior producer Lauren, although. Where is she? What happened? Tori Amos made a solid BM. She had to go fish it out with a net out of the toilet and have it bronzed. Where is she? What the hell is that girl even working for?
Here you go.
Okay. And Producer Ann. Yeah. Putting her feminine stink on the show, doing great. Got loaded and I didn't make it in, but doing a great job. Great job. And, of course, Engineer Anderson told you to get back in. The magic finger one. The Liberace of the potentiometers. So, until next time, this is Adam Kroller for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. It's nice to see an old-timer still beating off.
I do a very good job on there.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.